You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
Welcome, everyone, to the Strategy Show on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Liz Lynch of thestrategyshow.com and the author of Smart Networking, Attract a Following in Person and Online. In my business, I work with entrepreneurs who have a big vision but struggle to be seen and heard in a crowded marketplace, and I help them attract the clients and opportunities that they deserve. On every episode of The Strategy Show, I fill you in on success tips, tools, resources, and mindset that I share with my own clients. And we'll talk about how to raise your profile, how to be seen as an expert, how to create strategic relationships, and how to find new ways to reach out to your market and make them want to listen to you. Now, if you have questions about any aspect of attracting the kinds of clients and opportunities that you deserve, I'd love to answer them. All you need to do is post your question on my Facebook wall, and I'll do my best to answer as many questions as I can on future podcasts. So just go to www.lizlynchfan.com, like that page, just click the like button, and you'll be able to type in your question right on my wall. And again, the quick link to that Facebook page is www.lizlynchfan.com. When starting your business, or when you're starting to really expand it, the temptation is to just get out there and talk to as many people as you can. And having a take action attitude is fantastic, but oftentimes you only have one opportunity to make a favorable impression on someone. So you want to have your act together when you're talking about your business and describing what you do. If you're meeting with someone you know really well or have worked with before, then you can let your guard down a bit and get their feedback on things you're thinking about. You know, toss around a few ideas, ask for their opinion. But when you're in a room full of potential clients or strategic partners that you want to work with, then you don't want to come off as flaky and unsure. In your mind, you need to have a strong idea of your unique and compelling positioning in the market, what you stand for, what you want to be known for. And it can't be a laundry list of things. Like, the more things you try to include, the more scattered you look, and you end up not looking like an expert in anything. So hook them in with one clear idea, and you can always reveal more of yourself later as you continue to build the relationship. Now, on the last episode of The Strategy Show, we talked about what you want to incorporate into your positioning, and one of the most important elements is niche. Is there a particular audience you serve, a very specific group? If you're talking to someone in that group, they'll be more likely to listen to you if they know you're talking about them. If it's mompreneurs or new college graduates or baby boomers looking for additional income, whatever that group is. Or is there a particular area of interest that this group has, like a specific technology? For example, anyone interested in starting a blog or learning how to get more business from their blog is likely to pay more attention to you if the word blog is part of your positioning. Another way to hook someone that I want to cover on this episode of The Strategy Show is to talk about outcomes and results. When people work with you or buy your product, what is it that they actually get, right? Not the features of the product, not that the product comes in green or blue or that it's got, you know, 62 different bells and whistles on it, but the actual outcomes that the buyer will enjoy. I mean, people care less about what the product does or looks like, but what they really care about is what the product does for them. So if this is part of how you describe yourself, then anyone looking to enjoy those particular outcomes in their own life is going to be interested in learning more about you and talking to you further about how you can help them. When I was promoting my book, Smart Networking, when it was first published, in every interview I would say that it helps busy professionals and entrepreneurs, right? So there's a specific audience there, busy professionals and entrepreneurs, get 24/7 networking results without the 24/7 effort. So that's an example of an outcome that I was offering to the market. 24/7 networking results without the 24/7 effort. So if you're someone who loves to network and spending all day networking is something that you love and you have all the time in the world and would love nothing better, then my book was probably not for you. But if you are someone who wanted to work smarter and not harder, then I could really help you. So even though there are all kinds of books out there about networking and all kinds of speakers that talk about networking, I was differentiating myself with the outcome that I was offering, you know. So if that outcome hits you, if you really tie into that, right, the 24/7 results without the 24/7 effort, then you wanted to talk to me to learn more or buy my book, or you wanted to come to my interviews, or you wanted to come to my seminars. So positioning yourself, your book, your product, your service, your business against a specific outcome can be very instrumental in helping you attract the right kinds of clients, partners, and opportunities for your business. And even if there are several outcomes you could provide, it's always best to lead with your strongest one. So let's take as an example a nutritionist. So that's a very broad field, right? I mean, a nutritionist can help with so many different things. If you're trying to lose weight, you might consult a nutritionist. If you're trying to overcome a debilitating disease, then working with a nutritionist could be a part of your treatment. If you want to just have more energy to keep up with the demands of your work and your business and your life, then a nutritionist can help you there too. So there are many outcomes a nutritionist can actually help you with, right? To help you lose weight, help you overcome disease, or help you gain more energy to enjoy more of your life. Now, the temptation a nutritionist might have is to talk about all those different outcomes in her positioning, right? To try to incorporate everything. And talk about all those different outcomes in her elevator pitch and her marketing materials. But the more outcomes she includes, the less she looks like an expert in any single one of them. So it's like if you had a cold and you went to the drugstore and saw two bottles on the shelf, and one said cough syrup or cold medicine, and the other said just plain old medicine. Right? You'd probably take the one that says cold medicine because you know it's designed to help solve your specific problem. The other tendency, and another mistake I see people make, is talking about more generic outcomes like enjoying vibrant health. I mean, that's way too general, especially in the health field. You know, people are looking for solutions to specific problems, specific pains that they're feeling. So the temptation to speak about outcomes in these broad terms comes from really not wanting to focus on just one thing for fear of, you know, leaving other things on the table. But again, when you do this, you really become seen as someone who offers only a general solution, not the laser-focused solution most people are looking for, and frankly, that most people pay more for. So here's your challenge for this week when it comes to your positioning. Take a sheet of paper and brainstorm a list of the results and outcomes you're able to give to your clients and customers. And don't try to edit. Just write as quickly as possible any ideas that come to mind. And I'll get you started with another example. So let's take a career coach. Now, so what does a career coach do? Let's make a list. Well, they help people get six-figure jobs. They help people reinvent themselves for a new career. They help people market themselves more effectively online. They help people negotiate better salaries for themselves. They help people get the confidence back after a layoff. They help people love the jobs that they're in. You know, there's so many things. But I just want you to brainstorm a whole list. And then once you have your list, you really want to look over it carefully and choose just the one thing that really hooks people, the thing that people really want the most. And that's going to be part of your positioning. So how are you going to choose? Well, that's going to come down to a combination of things. Who do you really want to work with? And of course, that's a personal choice. You know, would you rather work with executive men or new college grads or midlife couples, you know, whatever it is, that's up to you. I mean, each group is going to have a different set of challenges they'll need help with. Who do you have the credibility to work with? So based on your track record and your experience. The third thing is, what do you really want to help them do? And then here's the big question. Will they pay for it? Right? For example, maybe you really want to help people who've been laid off get their confidence back, and you just have such a passion for this. You know, you really want to help people feel good about themselves again. But will people pay someone to help them get their confidence back when what they really want most is to find that next job? So you definitely have to think about what people really want versus what would be nice to have or what would be like a secondary or third or fourth thing on their list. So that's it for this episode of The Strategy Show. Thanks for tuning in. I'd love to connect with you. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is @Liz_Lynch. And don't forget the underscore. Or join me on my Facebook fan page. Here's the quick link to make it easy to find me. It's www.LizLynchFan.com. And that's where you can also post questions for me right on that Facebook fan page. If you have a big vision for your business but struggle to be seen and heard in a crowded marketplace, then please visit thestrategyshow.com to subscribe to the latest business growth news and resources and be the first to hear of articles, programs, and tools that we're releasing into the market. Please join me here next time on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, for more tips, tools, techniques, and mindset strategies for attracting the clients and opportunities that you deserve. Until then, signing off from The Strategy Show, this is Liz Lynch. Thanks for listening.
This is the ePodcast Network.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the speech coach for champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
I have so many friends that are like, Hermione, I want to start a business. Yeah, I'm going to do it. I have a great idea. And I'm like, go on then, do it. You know, get out there. Think of a name and get a logo and buy the URL and get a blog set up and get a Twitter and Facebook. And they're like, yeah. And I get so excited that they're going to do it. And then I see them a year later and I'm like, hey, yeah, so how's your business? How did it go? And they're like, I couldn't leave my job. And, you know, I just don't want to have that risk of having no security.
The ePodcast Network. Supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.